pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kate and Gloria with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, on Saturday the 15th of July, a number of organizations, businesses and selected buildings opened the doors to residents and visitors to a once-a-year opportunity. Brisbane Open House is an annual free event allowing the general public to discover the hidden wealth of architecture, engineering and history in buildings and places around Brisbane City. The inaugural Brisbane Open House was launched in 2010 with great success, attracting more than 12,500 visitors. Each year, the event has continued to grow. In 2019, the event attracted 80,000 visitors from over 35,000 participants to 119 sites. Brisbane Open House has allowed stories and experiences to be uncovered, inspire others, and foster civic pride and engagement. The event has successfully assisted in building and cultural capital of the city. Brisbane Open House 2023 was a success, and as an organization that participated in opening its doors, for sure said thanks to everyone who came down and for a visit and a chat.
The new and improved Caboolture Snakes Rugby Union and Caboolture Touch Football Clubs have opened their doors after a $6.4 million upgrade. The Peterson Road Sports Complex has received tiered seating, viewing decks and a new clubhouse. Inclusive upgrades have also been made to permit equitable change facility access. Craig Thomas, CEO of Caboolture Sports Club Group, said they are working hard to bring the community the best possible facilities. The complex is now set to cater for around 2,000 players of all abilities.
In national news, Union warns the incoming Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Michelle Bullock that there will be more job losses before the economy becomes more sustainable. Bullock said the employment rate will have to increase from its current rate of 3.6% to 4.5% in order to bring inflation down to the bank's target range of 2 to 3%. But Australian Council of Trade Union Secretary Sally McManus suggested the central bank has held the unemployment rate too high in the past, and forcing up the rate is not an answer to inflation. Treasurer Jim Chalmers and current RBA Governor Philip Lowe flew to India on Sunday to attend a G20 meeting to discuss the effects of China's weakening economy on Australia's slowdown. Meanwhile, the coalition will highlight the overcost of living in this weekend's Fed and Bali election.
The Northern Territory's Acting Commissioner for Children has launched an inquiry into transfers from Alice Springs Youth Detention Centre to the Dondale facility. The government's Territory Families Agency flagged the move in December, saying it was needed so the Alice Springs Centre could be upgraded, but advocates and Indigenous legal experts say moving already vulnerable children 1,500 kilometres away from their families is likely to cause more harm. The reduction of capacity at the Alice Springs Centre and subsequent transfer of young people to the Dondale facility in Darwin began on Friday. Justice Reform Initiative Executive Director Dr. Satiri said instead of throwing more money at youth detention, the government should be looking at ways to effectively address the drivers of crime, including poverty.
In international news, the Tour de France peloton suffered a second successive mass crash during stage 14, as multiple riders fell following a collision with a spectator at the side of the road. The spectator appeared to stick their arm out just as the peloton was passing through a narrow selection section with 128 kilometers to go on stage 15. A number of riders were hit, which led to a number of riders being brought down onto a tarmac and stretching the road momentarily. Contenders were lucky to avoid damage given the location. The aftermath of the crash is not fully known yet. Many have stated the long-term effects of crashing as a rider can be just as debilitating as immediate injuries, with six riders not finishing the course yesterday, dropping out throughout the day's racing.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting scattered showers with light winds. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.